This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX, sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Rosefo's pitch is hit hard to center field. Right there's Victor Scott. He has it for a Redbird winner. Light it up in downtown St. Louis as the Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight, 2-1.
Now the Cardinals did it again. They beat Paul Skeens last night. They will finish up the series with the Pittsburgh Pirates today. 12:15 is the first pitch. We have the pregame show on 104.1 FM KMOX at 11:20. It's time to bring in the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. You just heard him on that highlight. And he's with us now getting ready for the game today. What's going on, John?
You're exactly right. I'm getting ready for the game today. They didn't light up the fireworks right away last night. It took them about 25 seconds. Well, so whoever had the push button on the fireworks, like, oh, we won.
Well, isn't that if you're the push
button?
They
didn't light it up immediately. I'm counting on that sound effect in the background. So I almost said, well, then don't light it up, but celebrate anyhow.
Well, listen, how does that even happen? Because isn't that really your one job?
Your one job.
Is the fireworks button.
I'm not sure who's in charge. I'm not going to be pointing fingers. I'm not that kind of person.
Maybe maybe the wick was damp.
That's not how they do it.
What?
They don't go out there and light them individually.
It could be a damp
wick.
No,
that's not. They don't do it like that.
Well, you know, what they do is when the ball goes off the bat, they light the fuse, and then by the time it's caught, then the fireworks go off. That's probably what happened. One of the best fireworks stories: Rick Sutcliffe pitching, and he'd given up some home runs,
yes.
And the pitching coach comes out and. He goes, what are you doing out here? He said, I'm just giving the fireworks guy time to reload.
Such a great story.
That's a really great line.
I love that so much. Well, I don't know what it is about playing the Pirates and playing against Paul Skeens, but the Cardinals, I mean, he only gave up two runs last night, so it's not like he pitched terribly or anything. He had a pretty good start, but they seem to find a way to beat him all the time.
No, it's not like they got to him in Pittsburgh, but last night it was a good old-fashioned country pitching duel in Libertor. He bent giving up one run, and then the Cardinals came right back and got two, and they did it with two outs. Started with a hit by Nolan Arenado and then a walk for Contreras, and Burleson is really finding the stroke. He was able to time up a pitch, hit it the opposite way. It hit down on the track for a double, scoring two, and that was the ball game, 2-1.
So, another good one for the Cardinals here, who are trying to get themselves back to 500. How big of a, and they're one game under right now. Psychologically, for a baseball team, I know a lot of guys are aware of what their record is. Some guys may not be. They just go out there and play. But is there a big psychological benefit to getting to 500 and then getting back above it?
Oh, I think there is a little bit. This early in the season, though, I don't think many guys think about that. And the way baseball's going, I mean, Ricky and I were talking about it. He told me that the Cubs really gave it up last night.
They did.
Ended up losing. Right now, there is no one really dominating. I like the Mets. The Dodgers have a lot of firepower within their lineup. Their pitching has been pretty good so far. But even the Padres gave it up to the Yankees. And if you can just kind of hang in there, and these young guys have bought into what the Cardinals are doing. There are some tough at-bats, and really against tough pitching with Skeens in there yesterday. Santana looked pretty good, and Bednar, who has been struggling, did a pretty good job for the Pirates. But our hitters so far here in St. Louis, the young guys, they don't care what the score is, up or down. They go in there looking to provide a good at-bat, give themselves a chance to do some damage, or at least get on base so somebody else can. And that's why the Cardinals, who are 0-5 in one-run games, are learning to win the close ones. They've won five in a row now. They're 500 in the one-run games.
Yeah, you mentioned that Cubs-Giants game last night. They went to the 11th inning, and the Giants scored 9 runs in the top of the
11th.
Well,
they're Giants, so they should.
That's a giant score in that game.
Well, it can happen, and that's why I think the mindset of any team in Major League Baseball right now, you lay an egg one day, forget about it, come back because you have a chance to start something good the next. And I think that's what more people look at than the record or getting to 500 now. If you're after the All-Star break, though, you can't do a thing till you get to 500 and then make a charge. And that it might start weighing on some minds at that point, but I don't think it's all that important right now. They want to go out and win today, take care of today. And then when you look at the record down the road, we're 4 or 5 above and we're on a roll. That's what they hope to accomplish and get that going.
John, you mentioned the young guys, and Gordon Graceffo had his first save opportunity of his big league career, and I imagine Ollie Marmol was pleased how it worked out. It worked out as planned.
Everything Graceffo's done since helping the team win over in Cincinnati and his two outings here, extremely impressive and something they were hoping to see about this time of his career. It's his time to perform up here. And normally, after just a couple of outings, you don't get those high-leverage situations like that. But he earned it in doing what he did in Cincinnati to help the Cardinals sweep a doubleheader and then pitch a scoreless inning. He got a chance to do the same thing last night. And what they've seen out of Michael McGreevy, he's going to come back and help this team before it's over. But the Cardinals needed a fresh arm after he pitched as long as McGreevy did in helping the Cardinals sweep the Mets, a doubleheader. So they sent him back, and Gordon came up and did his job for a couple of days, and I don't think he's available today, but what he's done for this team has really been a big boost for the bullpen. And that's a young arm the Cardinals have been looking at. They've been counting on to get here and make a contribution, and right now he is making a contribution.
Sonny Gray is starting this afternoon against Mitch Keller of the Pirates. And for Gray, he is uncharacteristically not having the best start. What do you, as you've watched him pitch so far in the first month plus of the season, what have you seen from him?
Well, the other night against the Mets, he had way too much of the plate. And once Alonso hit the home run to put the Mets over the top, they didn't look back in that one. And Sonny had some of those games in spring training, but it's spring training, and he pitched much better when the season started. And I think he'll be all right. He doesn't have as much on the fastball as he used to, but this is a guy who has relied on command and control. And when he has the command and control and his sweeper working, then his fastball seems to be a little more effective, even though it doesn't quite have the zip to it that it used to. But if he's not hitting his spots and he's picking up too much of the plate, that's when they're hitting him, and they've been hitting him for some distance. But Sonny Gray knows what he wants to go out there to do. It's a matter of execution, and I think he's going to be successful a lot more times than not.
Again, he does start the game today. He's 3-1 on the season, a 4.12 ERA. He usually does not have an ERA that high, so we'll see if he starts to turn it around today. I wanted to ask you about what happened a couple of nights ago. I was watching along and listening to KMOX, listening to the call.
It's a good thing you listen to the station.
Yeah, I try.
That's good. John, I think Steve Moore appreciates that.
Yeah, you know what? He should. He should appreciate everything I do for him, quite honestly. So
let's lay it on. Yeah, let's pour it on. Hey, nice working with you, Ron.
He appreciates everything you do. It's not a lot, but...
He appreciates everything you did. That's what's going to happen.
Wait, am I on vacation now?
You're on assignment.
Might be a long assignment up here. Keep it up. Just keep pouring it on.
Anyway, Steve really owes me, if we're being honest. But I was watching the replay situation that happened with Victor Scott coming around
safe.
To score. Yes, he was safe.
He was safe.
And I know Ollie appealed.
It was a...
Ollie reached out to the league and he wanted a better explanation.
It was a cover-up thing. Oh, we're not sure. We couldn't see if he had his hand on the plate. The catcher almost forced his hand down on the plate with his knee. And Bart was basically blocking the plate. He was right on top of it. But I don't know if the umpires thought Ollie was asking to see if there was a lane to score, obstruction, or that he was safe. But I think he was asking for both out of the ruling.
Yep.
And, we couldn't tell. Well, then, you know, we could. It was easy to see. His hand was on the ground, and he probably had dirt all over it when Victor got up. But... that's the way it went, and the fact that the Cardinals were up by four, or up by three after a four-run inning, if it had been a one-run ball game, there would have been a lot more thunder and lightning coming out of the Cardinal dugout on that call.
Yeah, and we did talk to Ollie Marmel on Gas House Gang yesterday, and he said, I think it was the last thing we talked to him about, it didn't factor in the win, but it did force him to use a pitcher he didn't want to have to use.
Exactly.
That could
come up big either here today or could come up big when we get to Washington for the weekend. That's a long road trip coming up.
Yeah, but my real question is, how in the world does that happen? How do you miss that when everybody can see
know. It? I don't know. I have a couple of opinions, but I'll keep them to myself.
Oh, no, we want those.
No, I'll get in trouble over these. But I just wonder how some of those decisions come down. And it was the crew chief who made the call. And I've seen a crew chief overturn on a few calls, but not very many.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't know. If we're going to take the time to do replay, stop the game and all of that, and we can all see what happened.
Yeah, get it right.
You got to get it right.
There have been times there have been calls against the Cardinals that a couple of them went the Cardinals' way. I'm going, oh, they missed that one. Then it's right there. I mean,
yeah,
you know, we have the eye tells the story watching that. But I'm glad it didn't factor in the Cardinal game where it would have cost them a loss. But it was kind of strange. And Ricky and I looked at each other. Ricky said, "I got an explanation here that it really is Monday or something." I said, "That makes more sense than what we're going to hear out of that email." That's for sure. And I'll agree with that. But you know, by and large, the umpires are out there. They're trying. They don't go out there to do a bad job. There isn't anybody in this game that goes out there to do a bad job. And they hustle. They get into position. And they're human. There are going to be missed calls. But how they missed that one, that's still a mystery to me.
Hey, John, as we let you go, I was wondering, the way my brain is wired, I know.
You're going to be doing a solo here before too long because Ronji's going to get canned after what he said about Steve.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't going to help much, but man, I'm surrounded by headlines and television chirons about the Cardinals. And I'll tell you what, there have been multiple headlines coming out of Rome that have to do with the conclave and the Cardinals there that my brain always thinks baseball first. Have you seen any conclave headlines that you've interpreted as the team?
No. I can't say that I have, but I wonder who is batting leadoff there in the voting. That would be.
Oh, they do have favorites.
Well, it's like the headline on CBS News that, you know, the Cardinals are voting My first thought is like, what does Ollie have them voting on?
Well, yeah, right now the Chiron on Fox News says Cardinals take secrecy oath of ahead of vote.
Oh, wait a minute. I see white smoke coming out of the Cardinal clubhouse. So something has been selected down there. It's probably the batting order, which, I mean, the veterans, they want to be in there today, and they are the veterans. The regular lineup, Newt Barr, Wynn, Donovan, Arenado, Contreras, Burleson, Walker, Pajes is behind the plate, and Victor Scott is batting ninth. They are having fun right now.
I'll tell you what that white smoke is. It's the hot dogs. The hot dogs in the ballpark. That's what that is.
All right, it's about that time. 12:15 today, guys. Nice working with you, Ron.
Hey, John, you're never going to believe this. Not even joking. Steve Moore just walked up by the window.
Gave us the thumbs up.
Oh, he did. No. He said he was giving you the pink slip.
Yeah. No. He said, you're doing a great job. He said it through the window.
He said it to Amy.
That's right. John
gets it.
Those
are for you, Ron.
Yep.
Bye, John.
Bye now. Hey, have a good one.
Ball game for you today, and then Gas House Gang, you're with us again 12:30 on Friday. Don't forget.
Is that Friday?
Yeah.
Oh. What day is this?
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
See you then.
Talk to you then. Bye.